Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mark Wagner. Batting second. The center fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The right fielder, John Walkenfuss. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Milbourne. Batting second. The center fielder, Rupert Jones. Batting third. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dan Meyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting seventh. The catcher, Larry Cox. Batting eighth. The left fielder, John Hale. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mario Mendoza. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Floyd Bannister. And now, play ball. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp takes first base on ball four. Morales moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Morales. Jones reaches second base with a double. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer takes first base on ball four. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Meyer moves to third. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cox for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Mariners 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. John Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. One out. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza strikes out. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Mariners 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bhakti scoops it up and throws to first, with Bannister covering, for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Hale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. One out. Bruce Bhakti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bhakti is 0 for 1 in the game. Bhakti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Mariners 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Parrish. The throw from Cox and he is out, Milburn applying the tag. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Mariners 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Wagner moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wagner moves to third. Morales moves to second. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 0 for 1 in the game. Mendoza hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milburn for the out. Two outs. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jones hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 3, Mariners, 3. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bochy strikes out. Parrish drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bochy out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Mariners 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Hale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Roberts reaches second base with a double. Meyer moves to third. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Meyer tags and scores. Roberts tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Mariners. John Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale is walked intentionally. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 0-for-2 in the game. Mendoza hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Hale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the Tigers 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Tobik now pitching. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Milburn hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Jones steals second. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bochy for the out. Jones moves to third. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Shane Raleigh now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the Tigers 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hale. Wackenfuss reaches second base with a double. Parrish moves to third. Byron McLaughlin now pitching. Lou Whitaker pinch runs for John Wackenfuss. Phil Mankowski pinch hits for Aurelio Rodriguez. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is walked intentionally. Champ Summers pinch hits for Alan Trammell. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a fly ball towards Semter. Jones catches it and throws to home to double up Parrish. Two outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Seattle Mariners, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Kingdome in Seattle.